Unofficialmills.co.uk is the unofficial fan site of Scott Mills.
Okay, let's do one of our random acts of kindness. This is when we just try and cheer somebody up a bit who's had a bit of a rough time lately. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Scott.
So who's this random act of kindness for, then?
It's for my mum, Marilyn.
Okay, tell me why.
About 3 years ago, she had a double knee replacement and two operations on her knees that went horribly wrong, and one knee got infected. And in the end, they had to remove a knee, so she's now got the straight leg. And she's been learning to come to terms with having a straight leg and getting used to that, and it's been such a hard struggle for her. She's been backwards and forwards to hospital so many times for so many different operations, and it's really got her down because she's been kind of housebound for 3 years, and she's just in need of some kindness.
Is she in a wheelchair?
She is. She can walk a little bit, but she needs a wheelchair to do things like shopping and going out and about, which I have to push.
And Marilyn doesn't have a partner, does she?
She doesn't, no. She's on her own.
And what about brothers and sisters?
No, I haven't got any.
Okay. So you're kind of her only person, really?
Yeah, she's got a few friends that try and help out, but I do her shopping for her and do most things, bits and bobs that she needs doing.
Okay. And do you live nearby?
I live an hour away.
Right.
So it's an hour there and an hour back, and I'm working all throughout the week, so it's quite difficult to get to her, sort of, to fit everything in at the weekend.
And you say in your email you work quite long hours.
I do, yeah, all throughout the week. I sort of work 12.5 hour shifts every day, so...
And with you living like an hour away, sometimes it says you can't help as much as you like?
No, I can't. I want to help her, you know, as much as I can, but with working an hour away it's quite difficult. And when I do see her, I get so frustrated at the situation that I quite often become really cross with her, and I don't mean to at all. So I kind of take my anger out on her, and I get quite cross, and I just want to let her know today that I don't mean to get angry at her, and just to tell her how much I love her.
So you kind of want us to do something here for your mum to look forward to?
Yeah, I just want to put a smile back on her face, because I admire her so much for the way she keeps picking herself up all the time, and she does it so well, and she keeps trying so much, and I just want to make her happy and tell her how much I love her and tell her what a wonderful mum she is.
Okay, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
As always, I think there's something we can do here.
Mm-hmm.
If you just hang on there a second, right?
Okay.
We'll call your mum in a minute.
Brilliant.
So we've been talking to Emma, who wants one of these random acts of kindness that we do from time to time for her mum. Her mum's been through quite a lot recently, ever since a knee operation went wrong and has left her in a wheelchair. And she's found it quite hard to manage on her own ever since. Emma does as much as she can, but her mum doesn't have a partner. Emma's an only child, and she lives about an hour away. But Emma has been in touch with us just to say that she wants to show how much she cares about her mum and kind of give her something to put a smile on her face. That's right, isn't it, Emma?
Yep, that's right.
So should we give your mum a call and surprise her?
Yes, please.
Right, I'm going to call Marilyn now.
Hello?
Hello, is that Marilyn?
Yes.
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good, good.
Wondering why I'm calling you?
Yes.
I'm sure you know someone called Emma, don't you?
Yes, that's my daughter, yes.
Right. Emma sent me an email.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm.
Right, what was that about?
She was just saying that you've had quite a hard time recently, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
And she thinks you're the best mum ever.
Oh, does she? Oh.
Actually, can I put her on?
Yeah.
Say hi to your mum, Emma.
Hello, mum.
Hello, Emma.
Hello. Sorry to embarrass you on the radio.
That's all right.
Do you know why I did this?
No.
Because I wanted to tell you what an absolutely wonderful mum I think you are, and I know things have been really, really tough these last few years. I'm so proud of you, and I admire you so much for how strong you've been and how brave you've been throughout these last 3 years.
Oh.
And you've been through so much, and no matter what's still to come, we're going to get through it together.
Oh.
And things will get better.
Oh.
And I want you to look to the future with happy thoughts, because loads of happy things are going to be happening.
Oh.
And I don't want you to worry about a thing, because I'm always going to be there and I'm always going to help you as much as I can.
Oh.
And I also wanted to say that I'm sorry if I get cross with you sometimes, but I'm just angry at the situation and I don't mean to get cross at you. We've got to look to the future with happy thoughts. and I love you so much.
I love you too.
Listen.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt a minute?
Yeah.
Marilyn, Emma wanted us to do a random act of kindness, which is what we do sometimes on Radio 1, right? So, how does this sound? I'm going to send you two on a weekend away together. It's going to be just the two of you.
Yeah.
And you can spend some, you know, real quality time together.
Yeah.
How do you fancy going to Bath?
Yeah, lovely. Yes, lovely.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Doesn't your friend Doreen live there, Marilyn?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you can catch up with Doreen. And also, we'll put you both up in a nice hotel and you can just generally pamper yourselves and have some beauty treatments and things like that.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah.
I love you to bits, Emma. I always have. I always will. And you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Thank you.
And I just hope the future is really good for you too.
Thanks, Mum.
Really do. And you're like the sunshine in my life.
Thanks.
And I just look forward to seeing you.
Thank you. Oh, I can't stop crying.
That's nice.
Oh, listen, you two are going to have an amazing time in Bath.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. That's a lovely surprise. Thank you very much. Thank you, Emma.
That's all right.
I'll see you soon.
Yep, see you at the weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Emma.
Love you.
Love you too. Scott
Mills. Oh, 8:23 on Radio 1. You know someone that deserves a random act of kindness? Just fill in the form online. Go to the Scott Mills pages. This is Magic Numbers on Radio 1.